9/11 was horrible. 9/12 for me was worse.
I'm Brian Williams. Shortly before the deadliest terrorist attack in our nation's history, September 11th, 2001 was shaping up as a quiet day in the presidency of George W. Bush. He was sitting in an elementary school classroom in Sarasota, Florida, reading to the children, a lighthearted event in a politically vital state designed to draw attention to education reform. His press secretary, Ari Fleischer, accompanied the president.
September 11th was supposed to be a very boring day, a routine day with a focus on education. As the press secretary, I knew whatever happened that day, I wouldn't get a whole lot of questions about the education event the president was going to do at the school. The day did not turn out to be about education.
There's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center.
We have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed.
We understand that there has been a plane crash on the southern tip of Manhattan.
Tom Brokaw was then the anchor for NBC Nightly News.
I just come back from Montana, and I spent part of the summer trying to decide whether I wanted to continue as a nightly news anchor. Was it time to step away? And the phone rang, and it was the desk, and they said, "Small airplane has flown to the World Trade Center. Maybe you ought to come in."
Aaron Brown was the primetime anchor for CNN.
I was coming down the West Side Highway in New York, on my way to work, and the phone in the car rang, and it was my producer and longtime friend, David Borman, and David said a plane has hit one of the towers.
I was in a cab on the way to work, and my phone rang, and it was the wife of a producer who lived downtown. And she said, "Morris, I don't know if you've heard this, but the plane just hit the World Trade Center. And I can see it, and it's on fire."
Marcy McGinnis was senior vice president for news coverage at CBS News headquarters in New York.
So I called Dan Rather immediately. We used to have this phrase, which was strap on your armor and get in.
Dan Rather was the anchor of the CBS Evening News.
First, it was something's happened at the World Trade Center. Then it was a plane allegedly hit it, believed to hit it. What kind of plane? First reports, a reminder to a reporter that first reports are frequently wrong. It was a small plane. And by that time, I was running out the door because anything hits the World Trade Center. But I did go out on the balcony. We have a small balcony and sort of look in that direction. And it's pretty obvious it wasn't any small plane. Hit it. By that time, it's just a trail of smoke and stuff. But then, you know, I raced to get to our broadcast center, go into the anchor chair. I knew where my place was that day.
We were having a lighthearted conversation with a musician and his wife. And we went to a break, and in that break, we saw a plane that hit a building.
Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends.
And we were looking at it, and at first I thought it was a small Cessna plane, and I thought, this is going to be damaging. I hope no one got hit on that floor. I didn't have a sense they were under attack, but the more you looked at it, and as we put up the local coverage in the break, we realized this was a really big deal.
Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer were winding down, and we went into a commercial when the first plane went into the World Trade Center, into the first tower.
Shelley Ross was executive producer of ABC's Good Morning America.
I was on the headset with Diane and Charlie, and the director, of course, immediately pulled it up. Behind me, I had a booker and a researcher with the computer. And so I said, pull up everything on the World Trade Center bombing from the 90s, you know, pull up everything and how many people, all the facts and figures of the companies that are there.
There is an unconfirmed report. It was a twin engine plane. Now, even on a day like today, which is beautiful in New York, people will go up and down the Hudson River in this kind of freeze zone, which is below 1,100 feet. And maybe they'll go close to the Trade Center, close to the
page came from a person in my office back at the White House who handles all news and breaking news, Brian Bravo. And he just simply texted me and said, an airplane has flown into the World Trade Center. No more information than that. So I thought, I better just go tell the president. Karl Rove also got a phone call from his office on his cell phone telling him about it. Karl got to the president before I did, and Karl mentioned it to the president. And that was the first inkling that the president and the traveling party had, but none of us at the time even thought it could possibly be terrorism.
At that same moment, John Montone, a veteran reporter for the news radio station WINS in New York, was on the ground covering a different kind of story.
It was the Democratic primary for mayor. The voting that I was covering was taking place on the Upper East Side, and the candidate came out, and there was the usual scrum of reporters, and I remember his name was Mark Green, the public advocate of the city at that time, and he said, "Tonight, we make history." And I thought, well, there's my voice cut, all 4 or 5 seconds of it, and I went back to my truck, and I began writing the story, and I got a beep. We had the beepers back then, and it said, call the desk. I called, and they said, you know, drop everything you're doing and get down to the Trade Center.